So we've been talking about standards all month long, and I hope you've been enjoying this month's shows. The reality is that the first point was that we talked about the fact that standards are a quality of achievement, right? Attainment, right? It's the word quality really stands out. Then second episode, we talked about or discussed the fact that standards are tough. They're not for everybody. Well, point number three in the purpose of this week's episode is very simple. It's to help you to identify what's wrong. Write that down right now. You got to identify what's wrong. Okay. So if you look at the list back on episode number one, you started to realize that, you know, it's not just about money. It's about your physical fitness. It's about your family. It's about your mindset. It's about your wealth accumulation. It's about all of these things. You have a level of standard in each and every area of your life. So how do you fix the standard? It's pretty simple. First, you got to identify what's wrong. Many of you know that I've been on this journey to lose weight. I had mastered the conversation of money. I had mastered the conversation of business building, of wealth accumulation. It was no longer an issue for me. And yet, somewhere in my mind, there was a story that said, well, you know, I'm doing good in business, so I don't necessarily have to do good in my physical fitness. And that was an issue that I had to address. And so when I looked at my life and I looked at every area of my life, I realized I've got to tackle this issue. And the first thing you've got to do is become aware of the fact that there's an issue. You've got to become aware of what's wrong. If you don't become aware of what's wrong, you'll never fix it. You see, too many people are walking around Earth, literally, in mediocrity. Why do people live in mediocrity? Because they think there's nothing wrong with it. You've got to identify what's wrong. And so in my life, I identified what was wrong in the area of my physical fitness. And I started to really look at it and be honest. And I stopped blaming everybody else. I stopped blaming my genetics. I stopped blaming the freaking government for the food. I stopped blaming everything. I just started to blame myself. You see, once you identify what's wrong, then the next thing you have to do is accept total personal responsibility. Total personal responsibility. Because until you accept total personal responsibility in the area that's wrong, you'll never be able to fix it. Here comes the third part. And I rarely use bad words. I was going to drop an F-bomb, but I'm trying to get better at that. So I'll just use this terminology. You got to get pissed off. You got to get mad, guys. If you don't get mad, I'm talking angry. Nothing will ever change in your life. I can remember being angry at 18 years old. I remember being furious that I lived in a two-bedroom apartment. I remember being so upset at the fact that there were other people out there that were driving nice cars and making money. It bothered me. It bothered me so much. And that was the fuel that made me want to do something about it. I used that same anger at myself with the area of my physical fitness. I got angry. I got really, really mad because I started to realize that all of this time, I just had the wrong story in my head. Here's a question for you. What's the story that you have in your head about the area in your life that you want to improve? And how long has it been there? And where did it come from? If you could learn to address that, if you could learn to identify what's wrong, if you could learn to really identify where it came from, and then if you could get mad about it, then we can actually do something about it. And I'll talk to you about that next week. Hey, thanks so much for listening or watching. The reality is that I care deeply about our community of entrepreneurs. And many of you know my core business is the real estate profession. So if you know of someone that's maybe down and out looking to achieve something great in life that could use our help, please, it would mean the world to me if you simply shared this video or podcast with them. Let's make sure that we're connecting on Instagram. And don't forget, Relentless is coming in just a couple of months, July 24th, 25th, and 26th. To find out more information, simply go to relentlessevent.com. I look forward to seeing you there, or for sure, next week when we continue the discussion of increasing the standards that we have in our life.